Hey everyone, welcome. Welcome to our orientation call for Smart Body, Smart Mind. I am Irene. I think most people know that, Irene Lyon, and I am the founder of this course, program, curriculum. Today, I want to do some basic stuff. I want to introduce Seth, whom some of you know, some of you don't. He does a portion of our live calls. And I also want to bring your attention to some of the more important pieces logistically. I'm also going to give you some tips and hints for how to make this experience, the next segment of this live session, really good and really sticky, meaning so that it stays with you. I will guide us through a short neurosensory exercise, which is my version of teaching this whole nervous system, body, mind, environment stuff. I've gotten notes, so I don't forget things. And I want to also just acknowledge all of the folks here. We have so many people from all around the world. We also have a lot of alumni. So I know there's some alumni here, if not many, and there's newbies who have never done this curriculum before. Some of you have gone through my 21-day nervous system tune-up course. So I'm sure there's quite a few of you here who have done that course. And there's a lot of you who are here for the first time. And you just, you know, stumbled across me in the last week, even just maybe a couple of days ago, maybe through YouTube or the many, many resources we have out there in the world. As a reminder, our job, our goal in this Smart Body, Smart Mind curriculum is to grow what we call regulation, nervous system regulation. I like the term capacity, and we'll talk about more about what that is as we go through. Also growing more connection to self, the environment, authentic regulation, as one of our colleagues said just the other day. Just really getting into that authenticity of who we are, how we live in our bodies and in the world. And there's a reason why we call it Smart Body, Smart Mind, not Smart Mind, Smart Body. We want to work with the body and all that it is in relationship to the environment. Before I get into some of the details, Seth, do you want to say a hello? Because Seth here is my husband, also a colleague. And he is the one that facilitates a portion of the live calls, specifically the curated Q&A calls. And I'll talk about these in a moment. Mm-hmm. But do you want to just unmute yourself, Seth, for a sec?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Just so excited to see you all here, to see everyone coming in from around the world. I'll be doing, as Irene said, the Q&A calls, answering your questions. We call them curated Q&A calls, and Irene will explain more about that. But as we grow, sometimes it's not possible to answer every question, but we do our best to get to the most pertinent kinds of questions. Also, I have on the site a page called Original Healing Music. Before I got into this work of nervous system healing and regulation, I was a composer and multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, just made music all my life. And so I got really interested in how sound and music can be beneficial for the nervous system and how it may support healing in different ways. So there's a page on the site, if you scroll down the left side menu, that says Original Healing Music. And I also answer comments on that page, responding to people's experiences with the different kinds of music and how it affects them. And also I answer questions after the Q&A calls. If you have follow-up questions, or if you didn't get your question answered, there's a Q&A call page where all the calls are listed. And at the bottom of that, there's a place for comments, follow-up questions. And I also moderate that page. So yeah, just really looking forward to answering your questions and supporting you on this journey. And just one thing that occurred to me, I'll just say real quick, Irene, when you were talking about smart body, smart mind, right? We want to, in this work, we're leading with the body. And I actually would love to encourage all of you to consider that your body itself is a part of your mind, that your organs, your fascia, your skin, your nervous system, all of that is part of what we call the mind. So we'll get into more of that. You'll learn more about that in what we call the biology of stress videos. the roles in which, say, the gut plays in communicating information to us, and the fascia and that kind of stuff. But really consider that this, all of this is part of your mind, part of your consciousness, and that it's so powerful to learn to work with directly. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Seth. All right. What I want to do is just do a little guided neurosensory exercise just to get us started off the bat. As I said, some of you are very familiar with my way of teaching. Others, I just saw here in the chat, you just literally came across us and this work in the last couple of days. So thank you. But let's just play a little bit of connection, a bit of some of what I would call the basics of nervous system health. And what you're going to find as you move through this curriculum, and I'll really speak to the newbies, is these basics will be kind of like your back pocket friends all the time. And when you're not sure what to do, these are the ones we want you to kind of travel towards and dip into. And we get into teaching these formally in the first couple of weeks. So you'll get this teaching in the course, in the curriculum, but we'll just play with a few things. And so one thing that is often very, I think, tough for us is this whole online thing. I think so many of us are fatigued of being online and learning online, and I am as well in many ways too. And I want you to know that many of the lessons, specifically the neurosensory exercises, you're not needing to look at a screen. You're listening, right? You're listening like you would listen to music. You don't need to stare at your iPod as you listen to music. You just have it in the background. So in the light of this disconnection, maybe moving away from the screen, allow yourself to actually move your eyes and your attention in this moment, if it feels comfortable, away from your screen, your phone, your tablet, your computer. And just bring your focus of attention somewhere else. The technical word for this in our world is orient. We're orienting away from, let's say, something in front of us. I mean, we can orient in front of us. As I look away from my screen, I see a clock and pens and paper. So it can be close orienting, or it could be far. Got a window in front of me that I often look out at when I'm thinking, when I'm talking here. So just take a second to orient. And of course, I'll encourage Seth and Mara and Bonnie and those here who are with us to do that. And I'll add one little piece in as you orient and as you connect to this outside world, can you also continue to sense, or maybe sense for the first time, your body against the surface you're on? It could be the chair, it could be a couch or a sofa. It could be the floor. Maybe you feel your feet in a certain position. Maybe your legs are crossed. Maybe you're noticing your hands resting somewhere on your body, on your lap or on the desk. And it's not to try to change anything. And I think this is maybe one of the biggest differences when we do this guided awareness into the body and environment within at least the context of Smart Body, Smart Mind and our teachings here. Is we're not asking you to change anything specifically, yeah? I never said, take a deep breath or inhale deeper or look exactly this far away or sit up straight, which is often a common one taught. And there's a time and a place maybe for these things, but for us is, can you let your impulse, can you let your biology take you on a bit of a walkabout into the space around you, into feeling that connection with the chair, with the surface, with the environment. while also maybe just noticing what you do notice about your internal state. Maybe it is your breath you notice. Maybe there's a little bit of nervousness, sort of the first day of class nerves. Did anybody feel a little nervous coming in? Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. Or maybe there's a little bit of a disconnection, a skepticism. Why am I here? Is this going to do anything? Just looking at my wall, right? Or feeling my body. And the answer is yes. Over time, practice, and as we layer more and more and more and more of working with some of the parts of our body, our organs, our movement, we do work with breath, you'll see that these things start to layer in really, really beautifully. So even just from this little tiny exploration, feel free to let me know just for a moment in the chat what you noticed, and I will read some things out for those here, not only live, but those who are watching and listening to the recording, because I know there's a lot of people that can't be here live. So someone said, I'm feeling a lot of neck tension. Great. I'm not glad you have neck tension, but I'm glad you're noticing that. Feeling calm and good. My breath slowed. Feeling a little restless, right? That's what we would call this survival energy, maybe this fight flight that's in us that we really tune into when we dial back into this basic biology stuff. Someone just said, realized how exhausted I am. Yes, I already see someone yawning. Someone said, I'm sleepy. Slumped body, felt a desire to sit up. Great. So this person felt their body in more of a collapse, and their impulse was to actually right themselves a bit. So for me, that's much better than me saying, I want everybody to sit up straight. For some, you might be sitting up so straight that you're realizing that your tension is so high that you need to lessen it a little bit, right? So it goes both ways. Someone just mentioned they have a stomach ache. Someone said, I relaxed. Someone said, this is an opportunity, a huge opportunity, one of the most important days in my life. So very emotional, and I want to cry. So yeah, let emotion come through. So if you want to cry, I encourage folks to follow impulse to let those tears out or whatever emotion might be there. Noticed a need to readjust my position. Thank you, everyone. So yeah, there's a bit of feeling tense. Sort of the themes I'm seeing is people are feeling their tensions. Yeah. They're feeling maybe a relaxation, and we might see a yawning or a sleepiness through that. People are feeling tightnesses in areas that they maybe never considered. Different qualities of sensation. Someone said a nice sigh, right? A sigh is a sign of the system coming a little bit out of a bit more tension, a little more survival stress. Cold hands. Someone said, oddly, I got teary-eyed. Yeah, so there will be, thank you, everyone. That's great. I won't be able to read everybody's comments, but thank you. What might happen, and it probably will as we get through the work and we go through the curriculum, is there will be emotions or sensations that come up that give us a bit of a, well, isn't that weird, right? Or that's so strange. And when your brain picks up on that, that's a good sign. It's showing novelty in you noticing something that maybe you've never noticed before. So there's a sneaky way that this work gets us to sense what is actually happening in the body in the moment. And that's what we want. That's what we want. All right.
Can I I noticed, Irene, can I point out? I really looked at a painting I have, like for the first time, really looked at it, and amazed at so much detail I've never noticed before. So this is called exploratory orienting. And what can happen when you get curious intentionally is you start to notice details that can be either internal or external, things that you may not have noticed before. I just thought that was great.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see things. See things that are interesting that we just never noticed, and maybe see things that we need to pay attention to, like things that are needing cleaning up and that kind of thing. So this orienting in the exploratory fashion, as Seth mentioned, and we'll get more into this throughout the curriculum, is not only important to help us reconnect, but it's also can be a sense of survival. Like it allows us to know what is around us. And we do it every day when we cross streets, right? We look both ways, we orient. So we do naturally do these things. But what we're doing is we're really learning how to focus in and hone in on these pieces of our biology that are just there. All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just do some basic housekeeping. Everything I'm about to say is on our program site. So clearly, if you're here, you got onto the program site because you found the Zoom link to get into this Zoom room. And so that's great. The first step is done. On the program site, there are a lot of pre-Smart Body, Smart Mind things. Things like the checklist. So I'm going to show you a handout that is the 12-week curriculum checklist. This is one of the very first things at the top where it says start here. Even I refer to this every week. So I see where we are and what we're about to do and what we're about to teach. If you've got a printer, I do like personally having paper in hand. I know some of us might not have a printer, but if you can print it out, you kind of can just see the breadth and the scope of what you are about to learn as we go through the next 12 weeks. So that's a handy thing to have. The other thing in the kind of orientation world, there are some specific videos, how to use the site, what going at your own pace really means. And I'm going to say, everyone pay attention to what I'm about to say. When I say go at your own pace, I honestly mean it. I can't say that enough. And true story, just a couple of months ago, or maybe it was last year, an alumni said to me, and again, listen up, this is important sage-like advice from an alum. Wow, Irene, you really weren't kidding when you said go at your own pace. And what this person had done, I believe, is they had pushed through. They had become the good student as they had maybe in previous years when they were young, and they forced themselves to get through all the material in the right, and I'm saying this with air quotes, time. And what happened is they went too fast and they overrode what their body needed. And then when they came back the year later, because as alum, you get to come back free of charge and redo the work and the content is all yours. Even we're not in live session, they went back and they really took their time. They really felt their impulse of how much to do, when to stop, when to pause. And when that happened, what do you think occurred? They started to actually grow authentic regulation. They started to actually get into that healing zone where the system isn't in survival. Got to finish. Got to be a good student. Got to, you know, not make the teacher, you know, mad at me. I will have no idea where you are, right? And that's intentional. I don't need to know. You need to know where you are. You need to know where you are. We're not training for medical school here, right? So there's no board exams. You don't have to show me that you got through all the homework. You take this curriculum and you use it for you in a way that makes sense. Now, for everyone new here, this is going to seem a little counterculture. Like, what? You mean I only have to do like one little bit for a month? Yes, there will be some folks who spend the first month just on the first week's lesson, and that is perfect, right? So what I want to encourage you to do is to listen to that and really honor it, because just that in itself will shift how you relate to yourself and how you relate to learning. And what this course is primarily, it's a course about teaching you. And again, listen up, write this down. It's a course that's teaching you how to learn again. How to learn again. For so many of us, how we learned was absolutely messed up when we grew up. And it makes us not want to learn and not want to explore. It makes us think we're not smart. But we all are. We just have to apply ourselves in ways that make sense for us. So Repeat after me. I will go at my own pace. And if I'm not sure what that means, I will ask for help. Speaking of asking for help, there are so many places where you can ask for help and ask questions on the program site. I'm going to say something very important. Please do not DM me on our social media feeds with questions. I've already gotten a few questions from new members. I appreciate you wanting to connect with me, but I cannot get back to people in that forum. We need to do it through the site. There is a general questions page. All of this is already on the site where you can ask questions when we start up on officially on Sunday. That's for general questions. That's where you might say, ah, I have no idea how to go at my own pace. Help. Our moderators will help you through obviously the written word. Every single lesson and every single lab has a thread. You'll see this when the first lab comes up on Sunday. Each lab module has four lessons. And with each lesson, there is a thread where you can ask a question about orienting. You can ask a question about this breath exercise. You can ask a question about this biology of stress video. So we keep those threads separate so that, let's just say someone wants to go and learn a bit more. You can actually read people's questions and the answers that the moderators provide as extra study. It's pretty cool. And then with each lesson, I know this is a lot, but with each lesson, we have frequently asked questions. So when you go to that first lab, you're going to see a whole bunch of pre-written responses to the most commonly asked questions. That is a, even if you don't have a question, I suggest taking some time when you are wanting to do a little more or study a bit more, read those questions and read the answers. So that is how you ask questions. Please don't wait until our final week to ask all your questions. Titrate. This is a word you're going to hear a lot. Titration means slow, bit by bit by bit by bit. So I would even encourage everyone here, make a point of asking at least one question once a week, right? Just do that. We have moderators. There is 11 of our team, all very highly trained in this work, who have been with us for a long, long time. So I can't say that enough. Ask for help. Ask for support. There's a reason why we have such a robust team. And someone is in there every single day of the week, usually 2 to 3 times a day, right? So this is a large part of the support of this curriculum. This support will remain until mid-June. All this information is on the site. So even when we finish our live session towards the end of May, we go for an extra 4 weeks. And the moderators are there to continue to answer the questions that you ask. So again, that's your job. One question a week. Try that out. So, and someone just said, yeah, the FAQ sections are gold. I fully agree. The other thing I want to mention is the live calls. So we get this a lot. What if I can't make the live calls? Not a problem. Most people on the other side of the Northern Hemisphere are often sleeping when we do our calls at 11 a.m. on Tuesday. So I do my training calls. There are 9 training calls over our 10 weeks of lessons. Those training calls are at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 90 minutes. Again, all this information is on the live call page. Each training call has a theme. Each training call has a handout. Excuse me. And each training call has 2 kinds of handouts, actually. One handout is fill in the blanks, literally. So you go through it with me as I teach and you fill in the blanks. Again, we're trying to encourage that somatic learning with the written hand, with writing. And then one portion or one handout has the answers. So we provide both. So even if you can't make the call live, you can still go through that training call recorded with the handout. All calls, my calls, as well as Seth's calls, which are on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., he alternates. Thursdays Pacific time. Everything is recorded on Zoom. Everything is recorded gallery, speaker, audio, and we transcribe the calls. So every single call, this one included, is transcribed professionally, put onto what's called a PDF, loaded up to the site. You can download these things. You can print them out. We offer that because many folks like to read because it's a way to slow down the process of learning. And you can just do a chunk, put it away. That being said, I encourage you, if you need to take a break from a video training, if you need to take a break when I'm doing a training call, you can always come back to it. Yeah. So this is one of the, I think, exceptional pieces when it comes to online learning versus if you were in a university. When I went to university, if you missed the class, you were out of luck, right? You'd have to like pay someone to get their notes or buy them a beer or something like that. You know, you had to be at the lecture. But with online learning, you really are able to take your time, come back. If you're feeling a little bit of emotion or tension or sleepiness, you just make a note. Oh, I got to 20 minutes. Put a little sticky note by your computer. Come back to training call number one at 20 minutes, right? And so this is where you need to really customize how you take in the live calls or the recorded sessions of the live calls. Okay. Just making sure I've covered all of that. Right. So Seth already mentioned the original music that is live on the site now. Encourage everyone to listen to that soon because it is really beautiful music. The other additional bonus, and you may have already seen it, and I'll just speak to this for a second, are the movement lessons with Ilya Marak. Some of you know who he is. Some of you are like, who? So Ilya, it's spelled E-L-I-A. He and I have co-taught workshops numerous times all around the world. And he is an absolute joy to work with and to learn from movement-wise. He's a dancer by trade, but he is also a master in Qigong and Tai Chi. I wouldn't say he's a master in Tai Chi, not yet, but Qigong he is. And so these movement lessons are a blend of very gentle movement. It isn't dance, like going to the club and dancing. It's intentional movement, using the hands, using the feet, using the body with really, really lovely instruction. Those are released through the course of the 10, 12 weeks. I believe the first one is coming out the first week. So when we get into lab one on the Friday, the first one is released. Okay. Those are the movement lessons. That's the original music. The other thing on the site towards the end, we have something called additional resources. There's already a lot there and that grows over the 12 weeks. Currently we have an older trauma training of mine called the Healing Trauma Video Training. It's 3 videos. I look a little younger in those, but they're still really good. And they explain actually some of my key analogies and some of the science. Everything that you learn in Smart Body, Smart Mind is in those videos, but it's a great way to review. There's also a 20-minute neurosensory exercise there. So if you want a little practice between now and the first lab, press play, have a listen, do some practice. There is a special doc up there also, how to work with early trauma, or not how to work, but tips. It's a tip sheet. If you know, or maybe you might not know, because I sure didn't know when I first started this work, it's all focused on early and developmental trauma. So that sheet is there. It's a lovely sheet. It guides you through some of the key things you want to know about if you have a hunch or you know that you might be needing to heal early in developmental trauma. So that is also an added resource on that page. There's also a sheet. Let's just say you're doing this course, but your partner isn't, or a friend, and maybe you live with someone. There's a sheet there for those who are supporting and living with those doing smart body, smart mind. Hope that makes sense, right? And what I will say is having the people that you are around understanding that you're doing a pretty comprehensive learning is a good thing. Don't do any drastic decisions in the first week, you know, be gentle on the people around you, be gentle on you, but even check that out. Just check it out and see that if that might be something to share with a parent, a spouse, even an adult child, if your kids live with you and they're adults. And then there's another tab there on how we can help kids. Now, Smart Body, Smart Mind is not meant for minors. It really is meant for adults. That being said, for those parents here and grandparents and even those who work with kids, it's going to be very hard for you to not see how you can start shifting your connection and demeanor around children as you do this work. So again, all that is on the additional resource page. There's lots to keep you busy. So again, take your time going through those. The other thing that I didn't mention is there is one tab. Has anybody gotten into the pregame videos yet? This is a series of videos where I talk about just some general things around activity, food, rest, whether we should schedule in these lessons into our diary or calendar or not. So again, all the information is for you to go through at your own pace, at your own time. However, between now and Sunday, when you have the first access to Lab One, is a good time to look at some of these pre-game and additional resources. Okay. I think I covered everything I want to cover. Yeah, some people are saying, love the pre-game videos. I like them too. For those that don't know me, my other life before I got into the Feldenkrais work and neuroplasticity, I was highly trained, 10 years of university in exercise science, and applied human nutrition and health sciences. So I am still very much someone who agrees and feels we still need to eat well. Yeah. We need to sleep. We need to move. We need to have activity. We need to be in good relationships. What you'll find though is as you become more regulated in your nervous system, these things of taking care of ourselves at those levels, they happen a little easier. We're not in as much resistance. We're not in as much survival. We become better at actually knowing what we want to eat, when we want to rest, when we want to move, when we need to, you know, be really in more movement. And these are things that kind of trickle out as more regulation builds. I will talk more about that within our training calls. So that's all I want to say as we orient to this next live session. One reminder again, all of the content, all of the recordings, everything is put up onto the site. Even when we end the session, live session in June, we will still keep that up for you. So it does not go away, right? So it is always there for you all months of the year. And then when we run again, a live session, everyone here will then be alum. Everybody gets to come back, be a part of the calls, ask questions, attend the training calls. And if there's any new information, new lessons, it is all for you free of charge. So your tuition brings you into all of this material. All right. Seth, do you have anything to add at the end?
Yeah. So just one note about the music page. There's many different kinds of music on there. There's one playlist called Tellurica, and this is 7 tracks that work specifically with, it's based off the Eastern tradition of the 7 chakra system that comes from the Vedic teachings. These tracks are a little different than most music for most people. Now, everyone has a different reaction to music. It's very individual. But what I found for the most part, and this was my intention when creating these tracks, is these aren't just for like relaxing and chilling out. Tellurica is very much about stimulating your system, going in there and revealing stuff that you may be holding and you didn't know was there. So for example, and I talk about all this on the music page, just read it, have a read, but just know that Tellurica is more medicinal, not so much relaxing, depending on who you are. And then there's other tracks that are specifically just for working with different areas of the body. And there's some tracks that are specifically for supporting sleep and relaxation, soothing, and it's all clearly labeled. But I just want to make sure you knew that, because some people go into and listen to Tellurica thinking it's just going to be a nice chill out, and then whoa, like all this stuff gets stirred up in their system. So just be aware that that's intentional. That's why I made it. And it is very supportive if you know that going in, like I'm going into an experience here that's going to be about maybe uncovering something and working with it. And you can always press pause, stop it, you know, come back later. Just wanted to make that clear.
Thanks, Seth. And yeah, what you just mentioned there, we will get into this towards mid to late curriculum, is we'll dive into what the five stages of neuroplastic healing sequencing are. Some of you know what this is from previous teachings with me. But what Seth just described is the music is a neuro stimulation. It's to stimulate and kind of tickle and wake up parts of the body, which is essentially what we're doing throughout the whole course and curriculum. We're stimulating your brain, we're stimulating touch, we're stimulating visualization, movement, noticing. So this is something that we need to do to shift and rewire and regulate. We need to add new things into the system and then feel how the body responds to those things, settles. And then with time, that is what grows capacity. Just like a newborn baby needs to be, you know, activated and stimulated with talk and cuddles and light and movement for them to grow and regulate. And of course, co-regulation. Even as adults, we're wanting that kind of good stimulation so that our system can learn and relearn and rewire and create new patterns. So thank you, everyone. Thanks to my team who were here helping out in the chat. Thank you to all the alumni who've come back and are here to do another round and grow your capacity and your regulation. I really want to remind everyone there's power in us as a group doing this all together, even at different, you know, stages, newbies, 5-year alum, 2-year alums. It's the collective energy field that we are creating as we grow our regulation and capacity. It really does make an impact, I believe, to the planet, to our humans, to the people around us. So know that while you might be doing this solo in your home or wherever you are, there is a large group of individuals around the world, thousands of us now, if we think about all the alum, whom are interested and invested in seeing this as a future of healing and becoming more whole. And we really need a lot of this right now. So thank you, everyone. And we'll see you for my first training call, not next week, but the following week. And there will be one Q&A that happens next week. All of that information is on the site. It is a special Q&A around early and developmental trauma. Seth and Jen Greer, one of our moderators, will be hosting that. So that will be on Thursday. So be sure to check that out. Again, everything is on the page. Get stuff into your calendars, and we will see you soon, everyone. Take very good care. Bye-bye.